师。
Hey, Elder Alfie Tovshlam Ches,
February 9th, 1978, and
now we have to understand why is there such a halacha? I mean, that the declaration itself is capable of ignoring the whole people, of what effect is that? The answer is because there is a halacha if somebody gets a letter. If somebody gets a letter and they talk to the people of Isaiah, so they never get what they want. What's the reason of why talk to people? Why is talking to people? Why is the Chazor talking to people? Why is talking to people? Can the Chazor talking to people? The answer is because of this Gemara that people die in Egypt. We got it through. In other words, so you see the talking to people in the Shio in Basachas. In the Shio in Basachas. So remember, in Basachas it's a behavior. So the reason as to why talk to the people after making the letter is because talking to the people after making the letter, our belief is considered not as the Chazore after making the letter, but as the Chazore simultaneous with making the letter. If it had been considered after making the letter, there wouldn't be Chazore. So that is the way. But talking to the people is considered simultaneous with making the letter. One can be hazy and the letter simultaneous with the making of the letter. But after, subsequent to making the letter, so together, it's the way. But for talking people in our beginning, it's not considered subsequent to making the letter, but it's considered simultaneous with making the letter. So the basic halacha of talking people is that Chazore takes the text. If it's simultaneous with making the letter. So in other words, so the effect, the legal effect of the intervention prior to the making of the letter is that when you make a declaration, let's say a year before, 10 years before the making of the letter, then this declaration becomes incorporated with the making of the letter. So it's this, for the same reason, that one can be chazer after making the letter. Talk to the people of the letter, because it's considered the basachas. So if the chazore took place, the effect of the legal effect of the declaration is that the declaration is like the chazore and the future. But this is such a chazore that the chazore takes place prior to making the letter. So now the halacha is not that you can be chazer only talking to people after making the letter. On the contrary, why can you be chazer talking to people within talking to people after making the letter? Because within talking to people, it's not after making the letter. It's simultaneous with making the letter. So if the chazore is formulated prior to the letter, so it's the same thing as talking to people. So it's on the basis of Chazor. It's on the basis of Chazor. So he says, you look at it, Ella Achashanoda, Apple Pisha Kila, so when can we say, that the declaration constitutes a Chazor on the future of that? Only in the time of the Medrash, there is a confirmation of Halakhos in its late. So then, the declaration now, the previous declaration, constitutes a Chazore at the time of the making of the Medrash. But if at the time of the making of the Medrash, he does not confirm his declaration, even the remain, so then, the declaration does not constitute the chazor simultaneous with the making of the Melech. So the Mizohar at night, the Achash and Odas, Avon Tisha Kibra, by the way, the Kiri Hari Amen of Odas, the Avon Tisha Oetzi, Abba Chazor of the Kiri. You see, it's manish implicit in Rosh Hashanah, but it's not explicit. The Avon Tisha Oetzi, Abba Chazor of the Kiri. So how can it be considered is Chazor Tochter Dibo? Chazor Tochter Dibo means that there is Chazor simultaneous with the Nebuch. But here, there is no verbal confirmation. There is only a confirmation in his heart. Amen. So the Rambam says, the Abba Bishop Eitzi Abba Chazor Bidi, for him be my Chazor of the Nebuch. The Eitzi Abba Bidi Kede. So, as long as at the time of the Nebuch, there is a confirmation in the heart, so mainly it's considered that the previous chazore is a chazore simultaneous. But even for the time of the Neder, there is no confirmation, then it cannot be considered as chazore. But according to the Rambam, the oneness of the Rambam is entirely different than the oneness of the Rambam. According to the oneness of the Rambam, the declaration doesn't accomplish anything at all. The declaration in itself doesn't accomplish anything at all. But the declaration is only a source of evidence that at the time when the person makes the Nedera, his intention is that the Nedera should not be hung. It's only the foundation, the source for the presumption at the time of the making of the Nedera. According to the Rambam, no. The declaration in itself constitutes a chazor and basachas. Just as talking to people is considered a chazor and basachas. So the prior declaration is also considered a chazor and basachas in the making of the Nedera, provided at the time of the Nedera, of the making of the Nedera, in his heart, he confirms the declaration. But even the time of the Nedera, in his heart, he doesn't confirm the declaration. Then the declaration that took place 10 months ago cannot be considered as a simultaneous chazor and the Nedera. This is one. And it's the same one as the Rambam Yosha Mishneh and the Mishneh Sheyul Ahachmiya. But, except in regard to one point, the Rambam Yosha Mishneh, this is the second version, the Mishneh Sheyul Ahachmiya, he holds that in order the prior declaration should constitute a simultaneous chazor and the Nedera. So then it's only in the sphere, in stock to the Gibbon of the Nedera. Then, if only in the sphere in stock to the Gibbon of the Nedera, then it can be considered as a simultaneous chazor. But if the sphere is not talking to the Gibbon of the Nedera, so the declaration cannot be considered as a simultaneous chazor of the Nedera. But according to the Rambam, is the same thing as talking to the Gibbon. And the Rambam says in so many words, he says, the Abba Pishalo Yitzi Abba HaChazor Beti. In other words, it became as Chazor. The same thing as one can be Chazor Toch Ken Gibor after making the Nedera. So what do we say? Al-Bedin, it's not a Chazor after the Nedera, for it is simultaneous chazore. So here, if he makes it a correction prior to the nether, and then at the time of the nether, and then when he reminds himself after the nether, so he confirms it in his heart, so then it is also, so the prior declaration of the beginning is considered as a simultaneous chazore. Now, let's see what the Pirush, what the Rav Mepatinoi.
Now the Carmelo mentioned this Rav Mepatinoi, and he says it's very difficult. Rav Mepatinoi. Rachel had a savira she yichla etzle. Eimer kol neda asha viyosid lidei kupote uvilvaji yizoche b'shasaneda. So the Rav Matinor says, before it's b'gmore chasur emechser, et borek man. O reitzi she yichla chavira esli im sarev im adire ni lzeruzin. Vo reitzi shlo iskanyu ni dorov kol ashono yamen vrish ashono. Vyimer kol neda asha viyosid lidei yipote uviyamen vrish ashono. Lav dafke, elo adin v'chol ishi yirtze. Hu chol zman she yikla. But it's remarkable that the Shiluk of Esa Sanidori mentions more than one Shikri, the Rishim, two Rishim, who say that it's Dafke Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, because, I mean, it's very strange, because Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, so a Jew, is overwhelmed with a feeling of solemnity and trepidation. So Memele, Ifam Rosh Hashanah, or Erev Rosh Hashanah, the same thing. So when he's overtaken by the pachad of the Yimadin, if he makes such a declaration, so then it is effective. But if he makes a declaration, not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur, I mean the Shem say it, I wouldn't say it. So then it's not even effective. So we have to explain these Rishim, we have to explain on the basis of a source and a foundation for an ansadik. Because according to the oneness of the Rambam, that doesn't, I mean, the Ram does not agree with these Rishenim. But these Rishenim who say, who limit this aloche only to a declaration made on Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, when a Jew is overwhelmed with trepidation and the feeling of solemnity, so they couldn't explain. They couldn't follow the longness of the Rambam, because according to the longness of the Rambam, so the prior declaration in itself is capable of annulling the subsequent nidorim, because b'teiras chazor, the same way as dochei nidimum, mashi. But apparently these rishonim agree with the longness of the Ram, but the Ram doesn't agree with them. So they go one step further, and they say, inasmuch as the declaration itself has no significance, it cannot, it's of no importance, than the prior declaration, but the significance of the declaration lies in that it serves as a foundation, as a source, for an ansadik, later on. So when does it serve as a foundation and as a source for an ansade if this declaration is made in a spirit of, in a mood of trepidation and solemnity? But if it is not made in a mood of trepidation and solemnity, so then it does not constitute the foundation for this ansade. Alright, but this is a strange. So, but of course, The Rav says, Elo Adin, V'yamid Rosh Hashanah Lav Davki, Elo Adin B'chol Yishin Yirtze, U'chol Zman Sheyikva, U'vilvad Sheyi Zochet, Min Atnai B'shas Hanedah, V'yitai Teyel Atnai Sheyi Yitayo, O Zanedah Boto, Avolim, so he says, U'vilvad Sheyi Zochet, Min Atnai B'shas Hanedah, V'yitai Teyel Atnai Sheyi Yitayo, O Zanedah Boto, Avolim Lui Niskam Natnai B'shas Hanedah, ולוי מסך כי נדיבו משור שנודע הנדע קיים ואין צורך לאים הערים נסכם נתנאי בשעס הנדע ואיתי כשני התנאי בוטו והנדע קיים דיפשית של הנדע קיים. So what is the Rav saying? So the Klarneo says that this Rav, but no, it's very difficult. The Rav says that when is the declaration effective? Only if at the time of the Neder, he remembers the Tnai. And in his heart, he confirms it. In his heart, he confirms it. Now, we have a Machlekes between the Rosh and Teisves. Between the Rosh and Teisves or the Rosh and the Ram, in the case, in regard to the case where he made a declaration that all the Nidorim in the course of the year should be bought. And then he took a neder and he spelled it out. He verbalized it. Aldas Vishena Deise. So according to the Ram and Teisves, so the neder is bought. According to the Rosh, even if he spells it out and he says, Aldas Vishena Deise, so the neder is still kayak because Nidorim Lahach. Because there is a stira, in other words, there is a stira between two formulations by the Neder. So it's the Hach, this is the Roshi, this is the Roshi. So, but even according, so it's needless to mention that this Rav Bertinori cannot accord with the Shite of the Rosh, but he cannot even accord with the Shite of the Ram and Teisves. Because the Ram and Teisves only say that if he verbalized it at that time of the Neder, and he said, a kikar zeo osar alai, v'arein neder al das a declaration. So in that situation, the Ram and Teisves say that the Neder is bottom. Only if he verbalized it and he said al das a sheno, but the Ram Batanora says even if he didn't spell it out with his lips, he just in his heart he entertained the thought that is aldas of the declaration, so the neder is still born. He says, "Ulivachi mizochem natnai bishas aneder vidaite alatnai sheyekayu mozaneder bottle." Even though in his heart, so the question is. So then he says, "Now let's follow it up." I mean the Rav. So that's one situation. Where the neder is bottled. In other words, if he zocher and in his heart l'chol apoches, he has the intention of aldas v'sheino. So then he's bottled. Avolim lo iniskam atnai b'shas aneder v'lo ibisech kenidibo b'sho shenotah. If it's lo zocher, so then the neder is kalim. So then you ask, but the second thing in the Rav is contrary to what Abaye says. Omar Abaye Tone will vachel izoch b'shanedea. So we can say that the second thing in the Rav got in Ore is in line with the Shittes Rambam Pirshamishne. So we'll explain Abaye the same way as the Rambam Pirshamishne explains Abaye. When the Abaye says Tone will vachel izoch b'shanedea, so it means lo yizoch b'shanedea mamesh. But toch kedidibo, he was zocher. So this he says, avol im lo niska matay b'shas haneda, v'lo b'seich kedidibo mishor shenata haneda kayo. V'in tzorich lo imar niska matay b'shas haneda, v'itay kishiyi atay boto v'haneda kayo d'pshiti haneda kayo. So in two situations the neder is boto. One situation is where at the time of the neder, he didn't remember the declaration, but talking the deeper of the neder, he remembered it. So then the neder is bottle. So that is why when the shiras ram pirsham mishne yesh mishemire lehachmir. So that's not difficult. But then he mentions another thing that is not in line with the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, that the neder is bottled in another situation. And the second situation is where he remembered at the time he made the neder, not only talking to people within the neder, but at the time he made the neder, he remembered. But in his heart, he had the intention of Aldas, Aldas Aplan, Aldas of the declaration. So then the Neder is also fine. The Neder is also fine. That's not in line with Shir Zamba. Now, but the question is, so the first thing that Rav got to know is contrary to what the Gemara says, is okay. The answer is that the Rav not in order will agree that she is a Rajmo. What does the Rajmo say? That the Gemara's kasha of Yizokher Akra Litnoi Vikim Lulinitrei is because how does the Mishnah mention that is an Eitzer that applies to everybody, even to Namoretz, vis-a-vis Namoretz? It's not a good Eitzer, because we have to be Cheshish. Maybe there was a verbal, explicit revocation of the Tnai prior to the making of the Neder. So in other words, so the Gemara is only saying that in regard to an Amoretz, it's not a good Eitzer. But in regard to Talmud Chochem, if we know, in other words, when you say Talmud Chochem, it doesn't mean Dafke Talmud Chochem. The same thing could be true in regard to an Amoretz as well. And the Rajbo himself mentions, if there is evidence that the Amoretz did not explicitly verbalize a revocation of the declaration, so then even in regard to an Amoretz, we would say that even though he is Zocher, but as long as in his heart he has the intention of Aldas Hashemno, so then there is a bottle. So there's the sheet of the Rav Gat in Oren. There's the sheet of the Rav Gat in Oren. In other words, in line with the sheet of the Rajah. Sheet of the Rajah. All right.
I'm question called explain the critically.
Shir in the Dorim Zayin Adar Aleph Hei Tov Shalom Lechaz, February 14,
1978,
on Tuesday.
Of the Tnar. But in his heart, he confirms the Tnar. He confirmed the Tnar. So we explained that the Tishiti is that when the Gemara says Ulu Izocher Akrelit Noe Rikayim Nidre, so that is, it doesn't apply to a case where he mamish confirms in his heart the Tnai. Now there is the Tesis read in explaining the Gemara. Robo Malinum Kidakrinum Mikori, Hochem Maskinum Kin Shihisno Berishashonik, Viloyoda Bameisno, Vihashtikabod. So he says, Nero Lino in Alcinum Viloyoda Mimayisno, Vihochem Pirushi, Robo Isoba Lihoda Pai, the Adab, Imen Isoche Vishasanedea, Lorio Rishi Nidre Gunelago.
Kein mit Dorei, Emes, Wada, die Jodas, Tam, Lora, Klum, Moi, Bibi, Viloi, Bibi, Bibi, Shin, Rekai, Elek, Yei, Shon, Abu, Libi, Bisrosa, Bilachas, Ki, Yishirim, Abu, Libi, Bisrosa, Bilachas, Shal, Tnai, Orishin, Ani, Nekdi, Oz, Wada, Yud, Ripote, Shal, Loi, Bichol, Das, Lora, Vilo, Moi, Sa, Norma, Lo, Ki, Bishabat, Abu, Libi, Ki, Lai, Libi, Se, Lizaris, Se, Moni, Lora, Hogim, Haromi, Lats, Lats, ולפי חוכים אם זה התנאי שבחודשו שהזכיר הסנועי ויודע אותה הסנועי אשר מי עשור הוא שנודע לדרכו נודע והוא לא נקו. So he says that the white girl is not to be gayless הוכם בהסכינו כי כן שהיסנו בריש השונו ויודע בהיסנו. So he is gayless הוכם בהסכינו כי כן שהיסנו בריש השונו וחשתי כנודע Izocha b'shesanedei avomaldasa b'sheinan neideia. And what it means, Roma, not that if he verbalized it, aldasa b'sheinan neideia. Even if in his heart, below, he confirmed that night. And he said, in his heart, he said, aldasa b'sheinan neideia. So neither was Roma Moshe, lo yom aldasa b'sheinan neideia. Akhalit lo yom kaimini. So he is not gay race, the word, the expression, Vilo yoda ba mahisim. So he's not gay. But he says, as far as the Gemara of Izocher Akhli Tnoi Bikaimu Nidri is concerned, so there is no difficulty. Because that Gemara has reference to the case where Izocher, and in his heart, he doesn't tell the Machshoget to confirm that night. So then we say, if you remember, And even in his heart, he does not entertain the machshavah to confirm his nai. So mainly it's akhalit noi. But suppose at the time of the neder, he says, in his heart, he entertains the thought to confirm the nai. So then the neder is not. But so we don't. So if the Ramdat in Ore had the same shite, the girl say as the thesis reads, so then there is no difficulty. But we don't have to say that the Rav Martinore had the sheet on the thesis read and the girls have the thesis read. The Rav Martinore could have been gayless לאיום כדם גנון מי קורא, אוכל מה הסכנון כי איש איסנו בריש השונו, ולא יודע במה איסנו, ולא יודע במה איסנו, and but Robin mentions another rekinte. Robin mentions another rekinte, but we could say that the Ravna Petnore, as I said last time, the Ravna Petnore agrees with the Shite, agrees with the Shite of the Rajmo. So Mimele, the Gemore of Imzocher, Akre Lutnoye, Vikayim Lutinidre, has reference to the case of an Amoret. So there we are Heshish, but in any case where there is no Ruchshoshe, maybe he verbalized an explicit revocation of the prior declaration, so in that case the Nedar is bottom. And the thesis reaching is, first of all, that we are not dealing with the expression of the other means, no. And then the thesis reach says that Robin is really kind of buying. Whereas according to Abaye, so the declaration is effective only vis-à-vis the case where he's not Zohar, but vis-à-vis the case where he's Zohar not. So vis-à-vis the case is Zohar not. Now, in that thesis, he doesn't say that according to Abaye, so it's not effective in the case where he's Zohar. Because the thesis read says that when does the Gemara say Yizocher Akron Itnoi V'kalmoi Nidre, if he doesn't entertain at the time of the letter the thought of confirming the declaration, but if he does entertain such a thought of confirming the declaration, so then he's not a Kalitnai, then the letter is one. So the thesis read doesn't say that the Korikta Abaye, if he is Zocher and he entertains the thought of confirming the Tnai, that then the Neder is Kaya. He doesn't say that. But he does say that according to Rabbi Yisrael and Abayah's deed, now, that whereas Abaye says that in the case of any Zohar, so then the Neder is bottle, so Rabbi holds no, in the case of any Zohar, and if he makes the Neder, so then the Neder, Then the Neder is Kayam. Because in view of the fact that he made the Neder, truly he doesn't remember that he previously made such a declaration. But that in itself nullifies the declaration, even though he doesn't remember that he made the declaration before, according to Rabbi. And when is the declaration effective? That then he does remember, and he confirms the Tnai. Even though he confirms it only in his heart, and he doesn't verbalize it, so then the Neder is done. So the Shita of the Rambam Nore could be explained in two ways. Either, because what does the Rambam Nore say? That the declaration is effective in two situations. One situation is when he remembers the Tnai in the time of the Neder, and he confirms it in his heart, so then the declaration is effective, even though he doesn't verbalize it, the Tardas of Shinane say. The second situation is where at the time of the Neder, he didn't remember it, but talking to the demon of the Neder, he remembered it and he confirmed it in his heart. This is what the Rambam Bat Nora says. So it could be explained the way I said last time, that he has the Girsay that we have, not the thesis reads Girsay, but he explains Abayis Teretz Vilvachal Yizocha Bishas HaNeder, he explains it the way the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah explains it, like the Shita of the Yesh Mishamir Lahachmi. So what does it mean? Uvachal Yizocha Bishas HaNeder, he's not Mishadish Voshna Mishnah. True, the Mishnah says Uvachal Yizocha, but what does it mean Uvachal Yizocha Bishas HaNeder, talk to the demon of the Neder, but Bishas HaNeder is Mamish, so he was in Yizocha. So that's one situation. And then Rove gives another situation and he has Avdil say, but in the case where he confirms at the time of the Neder in his heart a declaration, then the Gemara doesn't say that the Neder is Kayov. When the Gemara says, Izoche, Akhri Koyle Kadu Nidre, so the Gemara is referenced to the Amoretz because of Echshoshe, maybe he made an explicit nullification of the declaration. That's one way of explaining the Rav Batinore. Another way of explaining the Rav Batinore is that the Rav Batinore agrees with the Shita that it's a Shrit. So in Mele, we are not Geiris, with the expression of the Yodah Bameisno. So in Mele, and Robin is Chilik and Abaye, and the Alochim is like Robin. So in Mele, but, so where did the Rav Batinore get this thing that even if he was not Zohar, Bishas HaNedea, but he reminded himself talking deeper of the Nedea, and he confirmed it in the heart, so then the Nedea is brutal. So if he agrees with the shita of the thesis lead, so then Abaye says something else. But he passes like Robert. The answer is in the case where Bishas HaNedea Mamesh, he didn't remember the Tnai. But often the people of the Nedar reminded himself and he confirmed it in his heart, he confirmed the declaration in his heart. So Mr. Asrobe, it has the same status as if he remembered it at the time of the Neda. So that is the shit. So in other words, the Rav Batinore could be explained in one of two ways. Alright. Now, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passed this. I think that I mentioned all the shittas in this Gemara. But, I mean all the shittas I know. But it seems that when you go over all the shittas of the various shotim of the shading in that Gemara of it now being effective to notify the future Nidrobim, so it turns out that there isn't, except for the situation, for the Kimtel problem, in other words, so except for that situation, there is no other single situation that a declaration would be effective to be mivatel in the future Nidrobim according to all the shittas of Shem. There is the only single situation where a declaration would be effective to be mivatel a future Neder is that situation that is mentioned in the Rikimta of Rove. So of course, in the Rikimta of Rove according to our Gersi, it's not the Rikimta of Rove according to the Sritz Gersi, but I don't think that this Shrit would be chelik, that in such a case the declaration wouldn't be effective. Even though, according to this Shrit Gersi, who is not Gersi, who is not a Hisno, so Rabbi doesn't discuss that situation. But Mr. Asmore, that this Shrit probably would agree that in such a case, so the declaration would be effective. So that's the only situation. Any other situation, so a declaration might be effective to be back in the future letter according to most regimes, but it wouldn't be effective according to all. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes this. Now, Simen Rei Judah, Sipao, Hoi Mei O Nedea, Shani Rei Tzalide, Lo Mehei Nedea, Vinod Har Eim Nedea, Bamed Lo Namori, Shehei Tzitchilo, Bisvosa, Lo Ima, Sho Lo Yehei Nedea, Abo Lim Choshat Kach, Bilibay, Har Dvorim Shemelev, Veino Mivaklim HaNedea, Shehei Tzitzvosa. So he says, when is a declaration effective only if you verbalize it? That's the first question in the Mechaba. But suppose he just entertained it in his heart, Bilev. In his heart he was Mehaya. Kol Nidonim Shalosit Lideya. So Yeva. So then this declaration is not effective. If it wasn't verbal. But if he did verbalize it, even though he verbalized it Bilachash, no one was able to hear it. And even if he himself was not Bashmiel Ozno, so it's still effective according to the first lotion. Now the first lotion is the sheet of the Ram. The Ram, in our Gemara, the Ram of Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Ram says, ובדין דהו דהרמוצה לשנויה דהוממדיה בחשוי, כדי שרגיש מהמודה. So he says, in so many words, that even if the Madhya says it b'chashol, that no one should be able to hear, so it's still effective. That's the first question. Then, v'yeshen, the Machab says, that Roma kei b'lachash, have a drum shabalat. Now that shite, that the Rosh mentions, not the shite, that the Rosh mentions in the name of the Yerayim, of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. The Rosh doesn't say it in his own name. He mentions it in the name of the Yerayim. Right on our subject, so, on the Mishnah, parallel down, he said there, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, in the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, 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 ובלבדתי לתוך משכנת. מה יקורא? כי במקום הקומדה שאני עושה לידה, הרי לבוק הוא משום עלי, הוא לא עושה בעדי, ולתי במה יקש עלי, לימה שביטי הוא בלחש, כי נשאר איש מחנה, right? The same, so the Ram says in the Hanan, Gimor Yerbs, סלם, ופירי שעד רב רזע ממיץ, ואין ביטל בחשוי, אין ביטו אין ביטו, כי בנינות המסתר, אף על פי שחוש הגורים, שנודע על דעת נוי, הבדבורים בלב, ולא עם הכרחי, ולא יהב לו. אבל אם ביטל בפרס יהיה, הבדבורים שבלב, ומכרחי, ומיילס מחשב, לבד הוא הנדע. כאילו כך פה לחשס, ראשון עלי לא יוכל לבדה. So he mentioned the name of the Rey, that אם ביטל בחשוי, אין ביטולי ביטו. כאילו נמוד המסתם, אף על פי שחושב בליבי, שלא דרעו דעת סנועי, אבל דבוקים בלב, ולא עם מכריחים, ולא יהב דבוק, אבל ביטל בפרסיה, the declaration was made בפרסיה, אבל דבוקים שבלב, ומכריחים ומיילס מחשבתי לבטי לענת. ומבטי לענת. Now, so this is the second lotion in Mechaber. The first lotion in Mechaber is the sheet of the Rav. The second Rosh in the Mechaber is the Shita of the Yerei that the Rosh mentions. V'yeshen yiv, that lo makei, bilachash, ha-vedvorim shebelev. So there is a machlekes between the Bach and the Shach as to the Pshat in this Yeshen. The Bach says that V'yeshen yiv, that lo makei, bilachash, ha-vedvorim shebelev, it means, so bilachash means that lo yishmi alos. So then it's Lom Shemalev. And the Bach mentions the Aloche by Krishna, by Tvile, that if we Shri Al Ozno, it's not considered as verbalized. As verbalized. So here too. But if it is Shri Al Ozno, even though it's in a whisper, and no one besides himself was able to hear it, so then, even according to the second Rosh, the declaration is effective. The Shach says, no. The Shach says that according to the creation of him, so even if it's Ishmi Alozo, even if it's Ishmi Alozo, as long as it's Lachash, it's not the Bahesye, I mean, that people wouldn't find out about it. So, it's still logical. And when one looks at the washing of the Rosh, how he mentions that in the name of Professor Mimitz. So, I mean, he sees that the Shach's Pshat is more in line with the Lashon of the Rosh than than the Bach's Pshat. Because according to the Bach's Pshat, it is self-evident that the Yeshayim is the Shita of the Rosh Nations in the name of Hamas Al-Mitz. And the Rosh of the Lech Al-Mitz he says, the way, the Yin Bittel Bachashoye in Bittulay Bittel, keep the Nod of his tongue. Now, so if we say like the Shach, the Tidni Fishmiya was, so he's in Bittulay Bittel, so then we understand that it is a good character on the Kashi, when we should Bittel Bilachas, that the Madi, seven Bilachas, in order that the Buddha shouldn't heal it. But if we say that Rav Elazar Meitz has reference to a case only when he was not Mashpia Lost, but if he was Mashpia Lost, no. So then the declaration would be effective, even though the Buddha doesn't deal with it. So he doesn't answer the Kasha. The Kasha was, why couldn't the Gemara say that the Mashpia said it in a whisper? So did the Buddha didn't hear. But he doesn't have to say it in such a way that he himself wouldn't hear it. He only has to say it in such a raw voice that the Buddha wouldn't hear. But he himself would hear it. So it's a riot from the Roshan of the Rosh to the contrabass of the Mitz, even if he is a Shmielos. As long as the Buddha doesn't hear, would not hear it. As long as it's not the Pharisee, so really, the declaration is not effective. And then again, he says, "Havu bittel b'paresye, havu dvorim shebelev b'mechichim." So he emphasizes the fact that it's dvorim shebelev b'mechichim. Later on, when he takes the neder, even though he doesn't say it, al das v'sheino, and when he says it, he doesn't verbalize al das v'sheino. He said, so it's still mechichim. Now. In that Mechaber, when Mechaber says, Horein a neder shani reitzel ideya, lo yehei nedea, vino darin nedea. So only the Ikeru say that the Mechaber has reference to a case, has reference even to a case, where he zecher at Nal Mishas HaNedea. Where he zecher at Nal Mishas HaNedea. Why? Because of the Hemshach HaLoshin of the Mechaber. When he says, that he will omakei milachash, so Hamidlon Shemelev, and that's the Shita of the Rav Elazar Meitz, and then the Rav Elazar Meitz explains it, because then it's Lon Shemelev, but if he says it, if he makes the declaration, if I has here, so then it's not Lon Shemelev. So it's Mashma from the Rosh of the Mechaber, and Mechaber has reference even to the case, where he's Zecher Atnai Bishas Alev. Now the question is, if he's Zecher Atnai Bishas Alev there, so the Gemara says, in Zecher, actually, no, we can't read it. In Zohar, actually. So, alright, so there are other shittes. I mean, this is read, Rabbi Batinore. But most Rishayim don't agree with that this is read in the Rabbi Batinore. So, how can the Chava say, for even Neder Shani Reitzel Nidea, lo Yehei Neder, we know that he's in the Neder, he's in the Neder. So, in the Neder, but in the case of Zecher, so the Neder is in it. So both the Prishe and the Shach as the Kashe, and the Prishe says that the Prishe says that when do we say Izocha Akal Ploy became with Yidrei, if he made the declaration in respect to all future Mitzvot, the way we do it at Rosh Hashanah, or the way we do it at Kol Nidre. We do not specify a certain neder and say that in respect to that neder that I might take in the future, so I'm declaring that it should be doing one. But he makes a declaration in respect to all Nidor. So then we say, if he's Zoch, and Bishas HaNeder is Zohar of the Tnai, so that's a riot, that's an indication that he is revoking the declaration. Masha'inke, if at the time of the declaration he doesn't apply the declaration to all future glory, but he just limits it to a specific nether. And he says, if and when I will make a nether to Asayayana myself, so then, if I will make a nether, let's say 10 days later, or any time in the year, to Asayayana upon myself, so I hereby declare that that nether should be bottom level. So then, even though, this is what the preacher says, even though at the time of the nether he remembers the declaration, but since at the time of the declaration he spelled out the nature of the nether, the essence of the nether, in detail, and he said that he is revoking it, so that means that his intention is that nether should be bottled. So why is he going to make that nether? So he has his reasons, because he wants to make a show, he wants to appear before people that he's making that nether, that he has a yayin. He wants people to think that he will not be drinking yayin. But he's done, so then the fact that he's making the nether while he remembers the declaration is no indication that he intends to revoke the declaration. So when we say Zoho actually Toy became Nidrei, if he made a declaration in respect to all future glory, but if he made a declaration in respect to a specific nether and he specified the nature of the nether, so then, and then he makes that specific nether, even though he remembers, so we do not say actually Toy became Nidrei. This is what the tradition says. So the Mele, he explains the Mahabah, for even then Hashem reads a lidei, in other words, if he specifies, he spells out a certain nether, let's say, a nether that we're buying or asayayin, and he says, that nether should be bought. So then, and then he made that nether. A week later, 2 months later, I mean, or a year later, he made that nether. And he remembered it. So then, the nether will be bought. So this is how he explains the Lashon Mahab. The Shach explains it differently, but it's not mashma from the Shach that he is chilek on the din of the tradition. The Shach only thinks that the Mechaber does not have reference to such a case. He doesn't think that the Mechaber has reference to such a case. But it appears that the Shach agrees with the etzem din of the tradition. He says, when the Mechaber says, even though he is Zocher b'shas ha-neder of the Tnai, so the Mechaber has referenced the case where it's at the same time. In other words, he said, neder shanereitzel lida ve'neder, and immediately he made a neder. So in such a case, it's in a neder. So the Lord says, as the Ram says, not as the Rosh in his Perush says, that even if it's at the same time, so the nether is kind. But the Ram says, the Teitzu says, that if it is at the same time, so then the nether is bought. The nether is bought. This is how he explained it. Now, this Yeshayim, that the Omar came to Lachash and it won't be left. So the Bach explains it, applies it to a case of Ishmael Oz, but the Shach says that it applies it to a case of Ishmael Oz. It's still functional. Now why? In the Russian of the Hebrew of the is Abel in Bittel Bifaresi. So he says, the in Bittel Bechashoim Bittel in Bittel. Give me another mistake. Abel in Shachosha Belimation and Arnaz Noi, Abel in Shachosha Belimation and Arnaz Noi, Abel Aber mit dem Fares ja mit von ich dreh dem ich ich in mir alles mach schaff und was lane ja so am zweig da konnte der ist very long da toy and that so he of course he agrees with them with the shaft that according to their Rebbe Zalman means so he, even if it is shmiel also it's still ineffective because it's vorm shemalev so what is vorm shemalev and he explains it as follows he says I mean that's mamish implicit in the Russian of Rebbe Zalman means So, the motion of the Bezal Miti is that if it's Bachashoye, Mitu and Bibu. Because it's Habit Vom Bilei, Mitu and Bichich. אבל מתברס יהיה, הדברות שלו הם במחיכים. So in other words, now this Rav Lezer Meitz has to accord with the Lomdes of the Rav. Even though the Rav Lezer Meitz is Chilik HaRav. Because the Rav Shite is that even if it's Pitul Bachashoy, even if it's Pitul Bachashoy, so the declaration is effective. And Rav Lezer Meitz says no. But I mentioned last time that there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Ramba and the Rambam. In regard to the lowness of this aloha, of Oreitze, Lideya, Yehi Kaya Omeimer, Omeda Shanyosin Lideya, so Yehi Vot. What's the reason? So according to the Ram, it was, I mentioned, that the Pshat, it's not that the declaration per se is effective to be mivatel of the future glory, but the declaration is as only as significant in that it establishes the foundation for the Undene at the time, later on, at the time of the Nedera, that he doesn't want the Nedera to become. So it only provides a basis for this presumption later on. But why is the Nedera possible? Not because of this declaration, but because later on there is an internet that he doesn't want the nether to be kind. That's the consequence. According to the Rambam, so it's on the basis of Hazoreh, like Hazoreh talked to the people. So why is Hazoreh talking to the people effective? Because talking to the people is considered basaras. So if he makes a prior declaration, and then later on, so if he makes a prior declaration, if he makes a prior declaration, and later on he confirms it, so Mele, it's also a Chazor, Bimasachis. So it's the same Avoche like Chazor that talking to him. So according to the Rambam, it's not as a foundation for the Unden at the time of the Neder, but this in itself revokes the future of God. Now, so it seems Rav Lezer Meitz Shite is aligned with the Lomdes of the Ram, even though he is Chilikan, the Ram is Chilikan, this is so that means that the declaration in itself is not capable of nullifying the future of God, but the declaration only supplies the circumstance to establish later on the Mundan in the Mukha. So then it's not one Shabbat. Because in other words, suppose a person would not make a declaration. He would not make a declaration. Or suppose a person would make a declaration in his heart. Call it an Arab Rosh Hashanah, instead of verbalizing it, in his heart he would be Meharet. And then he would make a neder. And he would confirm it. At the time of the neder, he would confirm his declaration that he made in his heart. Erev Rosh Hashanah. So then the neder would be kind. Why? Even though in his heart he's thinking the neder should be bottled, in line with the declaration that he made in his heart, Erev Rosh Hashanah. But it's Lomish Malayim. It's not in the, and there is no Udder in the Mukha. But if Bifahes, he stands in the presence of people, and he says, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kol Midorim Shami Yosef Lidra Pech Hashanah, Yip Terim Ubutoni, and everybody knows about it. So then later on, he makes an end there, so it is, there is an Udder in the Mukha, so there is an Ansade. That at the time when he made the neder, he didn't want the neder to be kind. So, when can we say that at the time of the neder, there is a neder in Muchach and Ansade, if the declaration was Bifarisi? But if he locked himself up in a room, and he said, it doesn't have to be with Lachash, even if he screams on top of his voice, but if no one is is able to hear, and he says, Koni Dorim on top of his voice, He locks himself up in the room and he says, "Kol nidonim sham yosid lidei, teich hashem yitirim gudol." No one in the world heard it, and no one was able to hear. So even though he screamed on top of his voice, and then later on he takes an ebed, and in his heart he entertains the thought of confirming the declaration that no one heard. So you couldn't say on Sadeh at the time when he made an ebed that he made it audaz of the declaration. No one knows of the declaration. How could we say on Sadeh that he made it audaz of the declaration? So, but if we say so, if Habazarimitz agrees with the longness, of the Ram, then we can understand that. But if he doesn't agree with the longness of the Ram, he agrees with the longness of the Ram, that it's on the basis of Chazor. So what difference does it make whether people know about it, people don't know about it? What difference does it make? So we have to say, and this is how Rav Gilyan, doesn't mention the longness of the Ram, the longness of the Rambam, but he says, "Nino mikabloso, the ad lo matchilo mashiod ayibotu mikol mokin kishelina rahakeine hane rak." וגם בשביל שלא דקה בנושא ילובד שיהיה עד הבוטל ואם כן יורום שיהיה בכל בורי שבלהם ולזה צורך שאם הבחילו בפירסום מוכר לרבי דיברמי בהיקן בשעת הנדע דיברחי גבלה דיגובו בכל ולמיקרה דבורי שבלהם אבל באמס צורך לבורי דיברמי מה יצריכם כלל דקה בורי דיברמי בהם ובלעד לכם מעצלי עד עם הבוטל במשאום המקינים שיהיה בוטל ואף אם הוא רואה כן, גם בריבי שצנדר הוא ידק על התנאי, היינו לזוף על התנאי, ואבל בכי לידי, אם כניבק על התנאי, מה שאין כי נדבר בריבי, שיקיים מתנועי, וממי לבות לנדע מיקורי, ואין לי אין כלל לבון של לב, וצורך רק ההפך, שהוא יקר על התנאי, והרעי על זה ידע, ומסיב בייס, אם אין לי זוח על התנאי משצנדר, בוט לנדע, הרי אף די בריבי של התנאי, מכל מוקים בוט לנדע, מה עצמי מחלס התנאי? So yes, the kasha against the Bazanamites. And the kasha is grounded in the longness that we said in the Ramamshi. Now the Ramamshita doesn't mention Ramamshi, doesn't mention Ramamshita, but this is how Ramamshita assumed in the kasha, in accordance with the longness of the Ramam. In other words, that it's not that the declaration establishes the circumstance to give rise to a presumption, but the declaration in itself nullifies the future of glory. So he says, so how can we say glory Shemalayah? After all, the declaration nullifies the future Nedar, but if he zochei and still makes the future Nedar, so then that Nedar is equivalent to an explicit verbal revocation of the declaration. But as long as there is no explicit verbal notification of the declaration, so the mainland declaration is effective to notify the future lender. So why do I care that there is no Anansade? That's the kashe. That's the kashe of Rabbi Gleiger. So in other words, in the kashe of Rabbi Gleiger assumed like the longness of the Ramah. So then he says, we nearly the dafki is of a plow it noy. But they are given the mass to be played the cave them out in Pitlu. She yachshav with the bullet. Shacha keim, ki u nasis bitoyes, vi nirshul shein eibim li das, u chilei pidu li bishomi. Di u yoga matnai, u yoga neide. Asha im ki mizei chalatnai, im ki yudura li du li bishikach yisno, vishin erol lei li deyem. ואבא בגחיים הוא נהדר, ממילא אבא דיבור עליה, דיבור עליה לבוכר, in other words, what does he say? He says like the longness of the Ram that we said, in the Ram. In other words, the Amgriya and the Kashe mention the Raya, that it is the declaration in itself that notifies the future of the Dorim. What was the Raya? Because if any Zohar, so then the Nedar is bottled. Why is the Nedar bottled if any Zohar? Because the declaration notified it in advance. But if Zohar here, so then, two, that the declaration nullified the future Nedar in advance, but the Nedar itself amounts to a verbal, explicit nullification of the declaration. But by any Zohar, it doesn't amount to a verbal, explicit nullification of the declaration, so in many ways, the Nedar is bottled because the declaration in advance nullified the future of God. That was his right. So now he says, no, it's not that the declaration, nullifies in advance the future of God, until the declaration is explicitly revoked. But the reason is why, by any zecher litnoi, the nedar is bottled, because if it's in any zecher litnoi, so then we say that it's in, the nedar was taken victorious, because had he, in view of the fact that he took a nedar, in view of the fact that he made a declaration whereby he expressed his intention of not having any midoyim, so the mainland then he took a nedar, not being cognizant of the declaration, so it's a nedar midoyis. So in other words, so it's nidrish goyis. This is what he says. V'nire li didavke imeni zocher lau litnoi. But they are going on the mother people became the mother people she actually the Bune Shahake. Till Nasa Vitoris, Vindishum Lushene, Billy Dallas, Uklain people be showing. Till Yoda Batnai or Yomania, Mashaiki is in the Latinai. If can you do a little bit, Shekah is no, Vishay me all the way there. Vada became an idea, we mainly have a people Malia, we go on there. Lohe, Umishimohe, Abshahesh, believe it, Shaleba, in your bottle, Loy Mahane, keep the idea, believe it, Shemibate, the other became Omake, Abid Vodishimohe. So, by the way, in the Kashi, the Rabbi Kivay, operated upon the wonders of the Ramba, and in the Teretz, he operates upon the wonders of the Ram. So that means that the Rabbezam Michite can be explained in accordance with the wonders of the Ram. Accordance of the Ram. Now, just a second. Since, I mean, I went over thoroughly that in the end, so I just want to mention now, then, let's see how Shulchanoruch passes. There are so many pshat. But how does Shulchanoruch pass? Now, this is Sifalet in Reish Yud Aleph. And then the Hamor says, V'hod de'amchinon kol nidre v'rivit makipurim havet ol yisto be'evi u'mikom mokim yisamchinon al zeh v'hatir v'lo yisharim l'chochem k'mitzir l'kotl. But the Shach says that this Agoye is Sharibim Keimo. It was placed Sharibim Keimo. It should be placed after Sifalet, not after Sifal. Now let's see what the Mechaba says in Sifbeis. Mishe Yisno, V'yoma, Kol Nidorai She'ode, Azman Pleni, Yuktele, V'noda V'sech Azman, Imu Zecha L'Pnoi V'Shasaledea, Nidri Kaya, She'are Mivate L'Pnoi V'Shor Shalei, V'imeini Zecha L'Pnoi V'Shasaledea, Hatnai Kaya V'Aneda Bota. Aneda Bota. So what does he mention, the Mechaba? That if he Zecha L'Pnoi, Bishas Anedea, so Bidrikaya. So that's the Gimore. Oh, Akhli Proye, Izokhli Proye, Akhli Proye, Bikir Minidre. Bikir Minidre. Shalom Batu Proye, Bishor Shneidea. Vimeini Zecheli Proye, Bishas Anedea, Hatnai Kai Vanerabot. So that is in line with the Kimta Vavaye, Kimta Vavaye, and in line with the Shite of most Kishemi, that
So the Yeshin,
or the Yesh Mishamir of the Hachmir, the second Rosh in Rambam. That's the second Rosh. And he says, the Yesh Lochu Shul Yivrei. Now that's a big Chumah. So the Mechaber is Chilchish for the Shite of the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah, the Yesh Mishamir of the Hachmir. is chesed. What's the psak of Ramah? Now, so the Agoris Ramah that is mentioned here, that is written here, in all the Shulchan Aruch, after the first seed, Shalim came off, but it should be written as the Shach went out, that it should be written after Sid Beis. So the Ramah says, V'hote Aminot, kol nivrei v'leilei makipur, have kelu hisnu behedi, ומכל לא כמו יסמכינו על זה להתיר ולא ישי לו לכוכן כמותר. So it seems that Ramo is חלק on the Mechaber. The Mechaber so is חלק שיש בו נשית על רמו בר שם נשית.